Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Michael. Now, Michael asked a really big question, and it's kind of a theoretical question. Do you know what a theoretical question is? It's a question that we don't really know the answer to, and the Bible doesn't give an answer, but we're going to see if we can maybe figure something out or learn more. Okay? So, Micah, what was Michael's question?
If Adam and Eve hadn't sinned, would we be alive, or would they just be the only people on the earth?
Let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28.
Ooh, going back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 and then verse 28. So that's, Genesis is the very first book in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It's right there at the beginning, chapter 1, first chapter, and then verse 28. Aiden, what does that say?
Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth."
So if Adam and Eve had not sinned, they would have followed God's command to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, they would have had many children. But those children would not have grown up in a world with pain and suffering and death. If they had obeyed God, they would have remained perfectly happy in the earth that God made for them. Now, would we have been born thousands of years later? We don't know, because the Bible doesn't say. But we do know that God knew you before you were born. And he had a plan for your life. And he made a way for you to be forgiven when you sin. And that way is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, I think of the Bible verse where it talks about, "For I know the plans that I have toward you." And then, "Before you were formed, I knew you." So God knows us even before we're in our mom's tummy. Like, he knows us. And so that's pretty neat that he cares for each one of us like that. Now, would we have been born if Adam and Eve hadn't have sinned? Well, we don't really know. We can ask God, though, when we get to heaven. And I'm looking forward to asking him some of these questions, because you kids have been sending in some amazing questions. You are thinking really big thoughts and thinking really deep things and asking questions. And a lot of them, we don't know the answer to. We may know little glimpses or little things here and there. Only God knows. So when we get to heaven, we'll have to all go sit under the tree of life and sit down with Jesus, and we'll all just have a question and answer time. Instead of with Pastor Jonathan, it'll be with Jesus. Wouldn't that be cool?
Much better.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that day. How about you guys? Well, Michael, thank you so much for your question. It was a great one, and I look forward to asking Jesus that question when we get to heaven. We are so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs like this, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.